I've got Muninya Griffith from the Marriage Equality Organisation on the line. Hello, Muninya.
Good morning, Pat.
Can you just tell me briefly where your name Muninya came from? Because I have never heard that before.
It's an old Irish name, apparently, and comes from up around the Cooley Peninsula, up a little bit further north than Dublin. There's a GAA club up there, so she really existed. She was a saint a long time ago.
Okay, all right, that explains it. Okay, Muninya, amazing young people with LGBT parents. Tell me about this, please.
Okay, great. Well, we are running a media training session for young people who've grown up with lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender parents. And the reason we're doing that is I work for an organisation called Marriage Equality, and we're campaigning to try and open up civil marriage, that's getting married in a registry office, to same-sex couples. And some of the issues that people, ordinary people, come back to us with, you know, some things that they're a bit uneasy with or not quite there yet in relation to support for marriage equality, is around the children issue. Most Irish people think, you know, if the gay or lesbian couple beside them want to get married, they have no problem with that. But when you delve deeper, sometimes they have questions about, well, what happens to if they want to have children and that. So the best way we decided to deal with that is to try and get young adult children who've grown up in same-sex families to come out and tell their stories and to show, you know, that their lives are just the same and quite unremarkable. In fact, that, you know, that the gender or the sexuality of their parents is not really a thing that comes up every day or is really important. It's about the quality of love and protection and all the usual parenting skills that are important in their lives. So that we're looking for young people to come forward and take part in this. We have done this before. A couple of years ago, we ran a workshop called Voices of Children, and we got a good spread of young people from across Ireland to take part in it. And we workshopped with them and really asked them what are the issues that face them is particularly that's different from children growing up with heterosexual parents. And we have worked with them since, and they've developed their own group called Believe in Equality.
Right.
And they've been amazing advocates. They come out and tell their stories on local radio and their local newspapers. And it's really about showing people that young people across Ireland, there are hundreds, maybe thousands, we don't know, growing up with gay and lesbian parents in Ireland. And it's about sharing their stories to really humanise the debate so people can get used to the idea that these families exist and that all they want is the same protections and recognition as everybody else.
Well, can you tell me what sort of numbers you can expect on the day, Muninya?
Well, we're hoping to get about 20 people. It just works better when you have not over that number. And then if we get more, we'll put on another day. So that's what we're working. That's the optimum. We're delighted that we have the support of the Ombudsman for Children, Emily Logan. She's providing us with space for the day. So it's a lovely space, just in beside the Lewis stop at Jervis Street, and we provide lunch as well. So it should be a nice day, a nice relaxed day, for young people to come and meet other people who've grown up in these kind of families, share their stories, and then learn a little bit about the media and how they can get involved in the campaign and how sharing their stories will help the campaign.
Yeah, so participants have to be over 18, isn't that right?
Well, yes. Well, it's just easier that way in terms of, you know, consent and all that. What we would do is we would extend that in the invitation to take part in the media training to parents as well. So if there are same-sex parents who'd like to get involved as well, we'll extend the invitation to get involved to them as well. It's just easier then if they want to keep their, you know, the children under 18 to just to protect them. They can, the parents can tell their stories.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that children and young people of LGBT parents experience a lot of discrimination in their daily lives?
Well, some of the stories that were told during Voices of Children, and then the follow-up conference that took place, where we had young people and parents and child law experts and child psychologists and people working in health services and education come together. Some of the kind of stories that we heard were not so much outright homophobia or discrimination, but just the lack of visibility. So maybe not understanding about the different kinds of families that they would come from, and not seeing pictures or stories in their storybooks that would show their kind of families. Then on some of the sadder stories then you heard were children in, you know, not being able to get a parent to give consent to a school trip or even medical treatment because the parent isn't recognised as their legal parent, only the biological parent is recognised. So that kind of caused a little bit of ranging from embarrassment to, it being awkward and even sometimes a threat to the child's healthcare if they couldn't give consent.
Yeah.
And then there were one that haunts me since I heard it was a young woman whose mum was dying in hospital. And
right.
She was prevented. She wasn't given access to say goodbye to her parent in hospital because she wasn't recognised as next of kin. And unfortunately, the grandparents in that situation were not supportive of their daughter being in a same-sex relationship. So, I mean, you do hear heartbreaking stories, unfortunately.
I'm sure you do, yeah. I'm sure you do. Okay, the training day is on February the 9th, isn't that right?
That's right. So it starts at 10 a.m. and we'd hope to wrap up by 2 p.m. And like I said, it should be a fun day. It's in a lovely space in the office of the Ombudsman for Children, which is there just beside Jervis Street Lewis stop. We'll provide lunch and, if people need help with travel expenses and that, we'll cover those as well. So we just ask people to get in contact with us here in the office at 873-4183 and we can give you all the details you need and just take down some details.
There's an email address as well, isn't that right?
Yeah, kirsten@marriageequality.ie.
Okay, can I just ask you, you say that on the day lunch will be provided and if people are based outside of Dublin, their travel expenses can be covered within Ireland.
That's right.
Do you get any funding from the government, Maninia?
Unfortunately, we don't. So we have to fundraise. And we get some money from different foundations. In fact, we got money from a foundation in relation to this piece of work because I think it's really important that the voices of young people in these families do come out and are heard firsthand instead of me telling their stories, that they get a chance to tell their stories personally.
Yeah, okay. So, okay, well look, hopefully the day will go very successfully. And as you said, if needs be, you can organise a second day for people who can't make it to
exactly.
this one.
Exactly. If that date doesn't suit, we're happy to put on another day for young people. Or indeed, as I said, if there are parents in a same-sex family who'd like to do something, get involved, we'd extend the invitation to them as well.
Great stuff. Okay, Maninia, thanks very much for talking to me today.
Thanks very much, Pat.
Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.